Did you enjoy your breakfast, dear? Good. Why don't you stay seated at the table? I have someone I'd like you to meet. I told you before that I think you should have special education and disciplining when I'm not around. Yes, well, I've decided to hire a governess for you. It's especially important since you are not to attend college. Your education needs to happen at home. This woman comes highly recommended. Here she is. Hello, Mom. Hello there, little one. It's a pleasure to meet you. Please sit down. Well, as you know, I have a few other applicants, but I've heard such great things about you, and I think you are the front runner to get the job. Would you please tell me a little about your experience?
Of course, Mum. I've been employed as a governess for males for some 35 years now. My specialties involve obedience, chastity, discipline, and positive reward reinforcement. I take great pride in my work, and I'd like to think that whatever recommendations you might have heard are a reflection of how serious I am about the profession.
Wonderful. Well, as you might have guessed, my son has been showing discipline problems. He doesn't always do what he's told. I've tried typical things like spanking, but it just seems to make him more rebellious and unmanageable.
Yes. Spanking can only go so far, and I don't do any of that, quite frankly. If you would permit me, Mum, I could demonstrate part of the technique I use for getting a male to be properly submissive.
Yes, please. I'd love you to show me.
Very well. Now, young man, don't be scared. I have some leather cuffs here in my bag. I'm just going to apply these cuffs to your wrists and ankles to firmly secure you to your chair. There. And there. Very good. It's important that the male is firmly secured to a chair or bed for my discipline procedures. Now, I'm just going to unzip his pants here. Now, don't be nervous, dear. Relax. I won't hurt you. I'm going to slip his pants and underwear down to his ankles. There. Now he's completely exposed. I like to start with just one hand and lovingly pet the underside of his genitals. Nice and soft caresses with my hand. Just like that. You're very nervous, dear. It's all right. Just close your eyes, precious. There you go. Just feel Mistress's hand caress you back and forth and back and forth.
That looks wonderful. I didn't know you started with such a soft technique.
A soft and nurturing touch is necessary at first. Later, I will become much more firm and demanding with the boy. Your little penis and balls feel so warm in my hands, dear. Doesn't that feel good? Yes, it does. I can feel your penis beginning to stir, precious. It's beginning to awaken in my soft hand, coddling it, nurturing it. Good boy. I can feel it growing, getting longer, getting harder. I'm just going to wrap my hand around it, just like that. Now, feel my fingers slowly stroke your penis, back and forth, and back and forth.
Look at him getting nice and hard in your hands. That's just beautiful. Are you going to start jerking him faster to make him come?
Oh, not yet, Mum. Proper training requires edging the male and making him desperate to come. I need to break the male of any sense of willpower that he might have. When I work my routine on him, he will become a whimpering, weeping boy, pleading desperately for me to make him come. Only then will I milk his semen from him. This is how you break a male into a docile, submissive little boy. Your penis has gotten so hard, little one. I can feel it starting to throb in my hand as it works you. It feels so good, doesn't it? Feeling my hand stroke you up and down, and up and down. I have been doing this for many years, precious. I've had so many penises trapped within my hand, feeling them throb helplessly in my milking fist. Some boys try to fight that feeling. Some boys try to stop themselves from getting hard because they know what they are in store for. They know how helpless I will make them feel. You will be scared too. You will wish you could stop yourself. But your little penis has a mind of its own. A very small, very simple little mind in the head of your penis. And I control it.
Look at his breathing. He looks so shocked by this. He looks scared. Is this normal?
Very normal, Mum. Don't be concerned. He's in excellent hands. I'm going to take my other hand and apply a special cream to his balls. This cream will be absorbed through the skin and will force his testes to create semen at an incredible rate.
It won't hurt him, will it?
It is only dangerous if I were not attending to him, Mum. His balls are absorbing the cream now. They will soon start expanding and becoming swollen with his semen. If I were not here to guide him through this milking, the tension in his balls would become unbearable. They will make him desperate to come, and I will relieve that tension from him at the proper time.
His face looks so flushed. He's sweating.
That's right. He can feel it happening to him. His balls are beginning to swell. I can feel them expand against my massaging hand. Semen is building up in him, and the tension is building up in him too. The incredible tension that needs to release so badly is growing and growing.
Oh, sweetheart, your mommy is here. I don't want you to be in pain. Is this really necessary, governess?
Yes, it is. And I would please ask you to stifle your compassionate instinct for your boy right now. It's not what he needs. He needs to learn discipline. He needs to learn how to obey your commands, like a good boy.
You're right, of course. He's been such a disobedient boy lately. I guess I have been too soft with him. You can teach me how to do this to him, can't you?
Of course, Mum. But just know that the training and experience I have with milking males is not something one can learn overnight. If you hire me as his governess, I will be conducting these milking exercises with him daily. I will teach you over time, but for as long as I am his governess, these duties will fall on me.
Of course... You're doing such an amazing job on him. Look, he's beginning to tremble.
Yes, his balls are fully engorged with semen now.
Shh, shh.
Stop whimpering so much, little one. I know it hurts. Those balls of yours have gotten so big, haven't they? They feel like they're going to explode, don't they? There's just so much sperm swimming around in them, so desperate to get out. They want to just spurt and shoot out of that penis of yours, don't they? Yes. I know. They do. I've been stroking you so methodically, so slowly. Why don't I just pick up the pace, dear? Would you like that? Yes, I know. All right, little one. Here we go. Oh, yes. That feels so good, doesn't it? That's going to make my little baby explode, won't it? Yes, it will. I can just feel your penis quivering in my milking fist. It's ready to spurt, isn't it? Do you want that, little one? Oh. Yes, I know you want it so bad. Let me count you down to your explosion, dear. 10. Nine. Eight. Seven. Almost there, honey. I know, baby, I know. 4, 3, 2, and
what are you doing to him?
I've pinched off his vas deferens at the base of his scrotum, preventing him from coming.
Oh my God! He's crying out so! He's in such pain!
It's necessary, Mom. This is how you break a male, by building up the tension in his balls and denying his release.
I see. I see the truth in it. He does need to be a good boy.
Yes, he does. There, there, baby, calm down. Just calm down. Your governess is here, precious. Let me nurture you again. There we are. I've got you, little one. I've got you. Doesn't it feel so nice in my hands? Oh, such whimpers. I know, baby, I know. You want to come so hard, don't you? I was counting you down, but I didn't finish, did I? Oh, I know. And it felt so painful when I pinched down by your balls and prevented you from shooting, didn't it? Yes, it did. Poor baby.
He's weeping. I hope you are learning your lesson, dear. I hope you are learning that you need to be obedient to your mother.
That's right. You need to learn this lesson, little one, every day. Every day your governess will be teaching you this lesson. You will learn to obey your mother and your governess, won't you? Will you learn to be a good boy? Will you?
Good boy, good boy.
Yes, I think you will be a good boy with proper training and proper draining. Oh, you want that so much, baby. Your thighs are just shaking. You are oozing pre-cum all over my hand. But that's not enough, is it? That's not the explosion that your poor, swollen balls so desperately need, is it? That's enough crying, dear. Governess will make it all better now. There we go. Do you want to be a good boy, honey? Do you want to be a good boy for your mommy? Good. Good. Very good. Good boys get rewards. Did you know that? Do you want your reward, little one? Oh, yes, I know. I know that you do. Listen carefully, honey. 10. Nine. I know. Governess will make it all better, dear. 7. Oh, you're so close. So close to spurting and shooting. 5. That's it, baby. 3. And not yet. Oh, poor baby. Poor baby. Look at my little boy crying so. You thought you were going to explode, didn't you? You are learning now, aren't you? You are learning who's in control. That's right. He is learning. And you do this to him every day? Every day, Mom. I'm so looking forward to it. Oh, you've gotten the job. It's you. I want you to be his governess for many years. Thank you, Mom. I want that too. I want to teach this boy who is in charge every day, day after day, for many years. Wonderful. He's crying so much now. I've never seen him cry so much before. Yes, well, he's in a lot of pain. All he can think about is that incredible tension in his balls. They haven't released yet, poor little boy.
Will you let him release? What should happen if you didn't?
He would get very ill, but I won't let that happen, Mom. It is necessary to milk all that semen out of him with each discipline procedure.
Do you hear that, honey? Your governess will give you release, honey. Don't you want that, dear?
He can't reply to you, Mom. His brain isn't really working that well right now. All he can do is whimper and moan and beg unintelligibly. He's just hanging on the edge, praying for it all to stop, praying for me to milk everything out of him. He's just waiting for a word to trigger him with my stroking.
What's the word? Can I say it with you?
Of course, Mom. The word is shoot. We say it to him over and over, saying it slowly and sternly, building in intensity until we are commanding it to him. Do you understand?
Yes.
Then say it with me. Listen to the sound of our voices, dear. Listen to the words coming out of your mother's mouth, out of my mouth, instructing you, commanding you. Listen as we tell you to shoot.
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 That's it, dear. Shoot it all out. That's it.
Oh, good boy, baby. Good boy. Shoot out all that cum.
Good boy, precious. Good boy. Keep on shooting, baby. Yes.
Oh my God. Look at all that semen. It just keeps on spurting out of him. Good boy, baby. Good boy.
Yes. Very good boy. Very good indeed.
Oh, look. He's passed out. Is that normal?
Completely normal, Mom. It's what always happens to males that I milk.
And you're still stroking him?
That's right, Mom. He may have passed out, but his balls are still discharging semen out of his penis. It's just oozing out of him now. It's important to get all of his load out of him, so his balls will return to their normal size.
I see. Oh, that was just wonderful to watch. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, Mom. I know you are a very busy woman, but please feel free to sit in on any of your boy's milking procedures.
Oh, I will.
That's the last of it. There's nothing left in his balls. They have deflated nicely. I will uncuff him from his chair and put him to bed. He won't remember much of this. He never will, as the experience and pleasure is too much for his mind to really process and retain. But what he will retain is a docility and a submissiveness before you and me. And in the back of his mind, he will remember his trigger word, and he will both fear and desire his milking procedure every day. And he will know that he needs to obey and shoot to be a good boy.